howdy, folks, and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the long
to meet all the folks here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cotner, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Well, thank you, friends and neighbors, and welcome once again to Melody Ranch.
Happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
That Buttram out of here. I've been mimicking him so long I'm beginning to sing like him. That's where he's going. Yeah, get him out.
No, Gene, I can't do it right now. I'll tell you what. There's something important just come up.
Oh, yeah?
Guess what? Guess what? I think I have found the gal that I want to marry.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, Johnny.
Yes, sir. I'm finally going to settle down. And by the way, Buttram.
Yeah?
I want you to come to my wedding.
Nothing doing.
But she's a wonderful gal.
Leave me out.
She's a beautiful gal.
Want nothing to do with wedding.
She's loaded with money.
Shake hands with your best man.
Tell me something, Buttram.
Yeah.
Don't you ever think about anything but money? Money, money, money. Weren't you ever really in love?
Yeah, but only once. Matter of fact, me and my finance, we had even set the day. There was just one small thing that stood in our way.
What was that?
She didn't like him.
Now, she didn't know such thing, do it. She didn't say she didn't like me. She merely said she thought I was repulsive. That's all she said.
I can understand that. What happened?
Well, one day, her old man, he was Spanish, you know, and had a temper. And he got mad and he threw me and all four of his sons out of the house.
You mean to tell me he threw his own sons out?
Yes, sir. First he threw out Don Pedro, then he threw out Don Carlos, and then he threw out Don Jose, and then he kicked out Don Juan.
Now, wait a minute. Why did he throw out three Dons and kick the fourth?
Oh, he always kicks on the fourth Don.
Very funny. Very, very funny. You know something, Buttram?
What?
If a swallow ever had your brain, he wouldn't know how to go back to Capistrano.
Well, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, may I continue?
Yes, please do.
Well, as I was saying, after her old man tossed me out, I decided to teach her a lesson. So I run away. Let her suffer. Let her be lonely for 2 long years. And then I figured she'd had enough punishment, so I went back to her house, rang the doorbell, threw my arms around her, and gave her a great big kiss.
What happened then?
Her husband punched me right in the nose. Oh, well, as they say in France, c'est la guerre, bon vi oink, tout sweet, and Eiffel Tower aid.
Oh, that's what they say in France, is it?
Si.
I think you're speaking Spanish right now, Bud. Now, look, Pierre, suppose we forget the French for now, okay?
You got something better in mind?
Well, I'm not sure. How would you like to sing a song with me?
Oh, what's the name of it?
Never mind the name of it.
Well?
Just get with me. You want to sing, don't you?
Yeah.
Just watch me. I've got a big part for you.
Oh, I get a part.
Yeah, you
all
get
right.
A part. All you got to do now is just sing what's on that piece of paper when I point to you, see?
You sure you can spare this much of it?
Never mind what we can spare, and I don't want it in French either. This is English.
Okay.
All right. You ready, Carl?
Yeah.
Let's have it.
On.
Please play for me that sweet melody called doodle-dee-doo, doodle-dee-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is
doodle-dee-doo, doodle-dee-doo.
The simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. All you got to do is just
doodle-dee-doo it.
I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. You don't have to sing, just
doodle-dee-doo it.
I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-dee-doodle-dee.
Doodle-dee-doodle-dee.
Well, thank you, Pat. Thank you very, very much, too, folks.
I was just walking out the door. It's too bad you didn't come before. I waited so long, so long, so long. Now there's no time to wait anymore. How I cried for you day and night. For the letters that you didn't write. But now it's all right, all right, all right. You won't have to write anymore. Not so long ago, you will never know what this day to me would have been. It's all over now. But darling, anyhow, it was nice to see It's almost a quarter to four. Sorry, I can't stay anymore. Must be on my way. It's my wedding day, and I was just walking out the door. Not so long ago, you will never know what this day to me would have been. It's all over now, but darling, anyhow, it was nice to see you again. Well, it's almost a quarter to four. Sorry, I can't stay anymore. Must be on my way. It's my wedding day, and I was just walking out the door.
Well, thank you very, very much, folks. Well, let's see here. I was sitting in Cy Perkins' drugstore having a chocolate shake and reading the latest issue of the Stock Journal when a middle-aged woman came in, sat down at the counter on the stool next to me.
Yes, ma'am. What'll it be?
A butterscotch sundae, if you please, Mr. Perkins.
Huh? Well, how do you know my name?
Well, for one thing, your sign out front says that this is Perkins Pharmacy. And for another, you look just like what I would suspect Mr. Perkins would look like. Handsome, shy, efficient, and capable of making an excellent butterscotch sundae.
With nuts?
With nuts. And, oh, yes, a dab of whipped cream, if you please.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Oh, is that good, young man?
I beg your pardon?
I said, is that good, what you're eating? Is it good?
Why, yes, ma'am, I guess so. Why?
No particular reason, I just wondered. Tell me, do you live around here?
Mm-hmm. About 6 miles outside of town.
What's your name?
Gene Autry.
Mine's Martha Hayes. I just... Oh, excuse me. A little more butterscotch, if you please, Mr. Perkins.
Yes, ma'am.
As I was saying... Mr. Perkins. The nuts first, then the whipped cream.
Yes, ma'am.
Now then, Mr. Autry, do you know of a nice ranch around here for sale?
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of nice ranches around here, ma'am. How big a place were you interested in buying?
Oh, about 50 acres, I'd say.
Yep, here's your sundae, Mrs. Hayes.
You have good ears, Mr. Perkins, as well as being handsome, shy, and efficient, and...
I know. Capable of making an excellent butterscotch sundae with nuts.
Exactly.
That'll be exactly 20 cents.
Oh, yes, of course. Here you are.
Thank you.
And now, Mr. Austin, you were about to tell me where I might acquire some property.
Well, I'm afraid, ma'am, it's not quite as easy as just that. Of course, maybe if I had a little bit better idea of what you wanted it for, well...
I want to build a boy's ranch.
Did you say a boy's ranch?
That's right.
Do you mind if I ask why?
Not at all. First, though, tell me, have you ever heard the name Alexander Hayes?
No, ma'am, I can't say that I have.
Oh, well, no matter. You see, Alexander Hayes was my husband. His real name wasn't Alexander Hayes, though. It was Gus Salvatore. He was born on the Lower East Side of New York City in a one-room flat. The same place 6 of his sisters and 5 of his brothers were born. His mother died when he was 6 months old, and his father deserted the rest of the family when he was 5. So, for the next 7 years, Gus lived in an orphanage where he had time to do a lot of thinking. Thinking about what his life had been up to then and what he wanted it to be in the future. That's why one day he ran away, got a job as a cleanup boy in a cheap theater at $3 a week. He was only 13 years old then, and, well, I'm afraid he didn't know all right from all wrong. So when somebody told him there was an easier way of getting ahead, he believed him. 6 months later, he ended up with a 5-year sentence in a reform school for stealing $13.85. When he got out, he was pretty bitter, but a lot wiser, too. So he started all over again at the bottom, working in a coal mine. And he never stopped working until he died last year, one of the wealthiest men in this country. But before he died, he set up an estate to give boys like Gus Salvatore a better chance at a better start. He only came out west once in his life, but he knew this was the place for kids like Gus to get that start. That's the reason I want to build this boy's ranch.
Well, I'd like to help you, Mrs. Hayes. That is, if you let me.
I was pretty sure you'd say that.
Well, you were?
Yes. You see, Mr. Autry, I've had a man checking up on you for the last 6 months. And Mr. Perkins, a few more nuts, if you please.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, needless to say, after that, I spent many hours with Aunt Martha, going over plans, talking to contractors, pricing materials, looking at property, and a million one other things that kept us busy night and day. Finally, though, 2 months later, we were ready to start on the actual construction of Aunt Martha's boys' ranch. A wonderful thing it was, too, for in the days and weeks that followed, each board, each nail, seemed to bring a new glow in her eyes as she began to see the realization of her dream. But even dreams have their disappointments. For Aunt Martha, the big one came late in November, when the company in Silver Springs that we had ordered special lumber and roofing material from wrote and told her that due to a strike at the plant, there'd be a 60-day delay in the shipment of her order.
But, Jean, isn't there anything we can do?
We can reorder from another company, Aunt Martha. But by the time we do that, it'll take at least another 30 days.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It's funny, isn't it? A few men I've never heard of in a town I've never even been to refuse to work because of something I know nothing about. And yet, to me, it means the difference between darkness and light.
Strange, isn't it? To this day, I don't know how I knew, but I did. I knew then, that very moment, that Aunt Martha's boys' ranch had to be finished just as soon as it was humanly possible. That's why that same night I took a train for Silver Springs. The next morning, I was talking to the president of the Midwest Roofing Company.
Please try and understand, Mr. Autry. I'm in complete sympathy with what you're asking, but I'm afraid the matter is entirely out of my hands. However, perhaps in a week or so...
A week or so may be too late, Mr. Stevens.
In that case, I can only say that I'm terribly sorry.
Tell me, do you think your men would have any objections to me bringing in my own crew and moving the stuff?
I don't know. Ordinarily, I'd say yes. But you can't expect me to...
I can't expect you to do anything, Mr. Stevens. All I can do is ask you to help me. Make a wonderful lady the happiest person in the world.
Well, All right, Mr. Autry, I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Thanks more than you'll ever know. When I got back to Melody Ranch, the boys had just finished up their work for the week. Most of them were getting ready to leave for their regular Saturday night trip into town. I hated to spoil their fun, but on the other hand, I knew they'd understand when I told them the reason. So I had Johnny call them all together down at the bunkhouse. And so, boys, that's it. I'll make the time up to you later. But right now, if we all pitch in and move that lumber, the carpenters can finish the job by Tuesday. Oh, yeah, there's one other thing. I've got a hunch there'll be quite a bonus in it for each one of you. Not in money, but in something that you cherish a lot more for a long, long time to come. What do you say?
Well, don't just stand there, you jerks. What are we waiting for? Let's get out of these Playboy duds and get with it.
Well, sir, for the next 2 days, you never saw 15 guys work so hard in all your life. Matter of fact, I had to make them take time out to eat and rest. But finally, just as the sun set on January 10th, the last board was nailed into place and Aunt Martha's boy's ranch was finished. Next day, darn near everybody in town came out for the dedication ceremonies. But the happiest person there by far was Aunt Martha. Her dream had come true. That was on a Wednesday. Thursday morning, she went to bed with what she said was a cold. But 2 days later, I found out what she had meant when she said that finishing her ranch as soon as possible meant the difference between darkness and light. You see, on January 13th, Aunt Martha passed away. Just a year to the day after a doctor had told her that she had only 12 months to live. But the boys' ranch she built is giving hundreds of kids what Gus Salvatore and Aunt Martha wanted them to have. A better chance for a better life. Slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail.
I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar.
When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Along the trail
and ride the Navajo Trail. Until we're back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie, I oh, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee.